Orza watched Yalson come back down the station, guns still at the ready. Her suit had taken a couple of plasma bolts to the body. The roughly spiralled marks showed as black scars on the grey surface. She looked up suspiciously at the rear access ramps, where Juan and Irin lay, trapped and unmoving. Then she opened her visor.
"You all right?"
she asked Horza.
"Yes, but groggy. Sore head," he said.
Yalson nodded. They went over to where Nysin lay. Nysin was still just alive. His gun had exploded, riddling his chest, arms and face with shrapnel. Moans bubbled from the crimson ruin of his face.
"Fucking hell," Yalson said.
She took a small medipack from her suit and reached through what was left of Nysin's visor to inject the semi-conscious man's neck with painkiller.
"What's happened?"
Avager's tiny voice came from Yalson's helmet.
"Is it Sefiet?"
Yalson looked at Horza, who shrugged, then nodded.
"Yeah, it's safe, Avager," Yalson said. "You can come in." "I'll let Balveda use my suit, Mike. She said she..."
"We heard," Yalson said.
"Something about a barrel crash. That right?"
Horza heard Balveda's muffled voice affirming this.
"She thought Nysin's gun might blow up or something."
"Well, it did," Yalson said. "He looks pretty bad." She glanced over at Wubslin, who was putting Dorolo's hand back down. Wubslin shook his head when he saw Yalson looking at him.
"Dorolo got blown away, Avager," Yalson said.
The old man was silent for a moment, then said,
"And Horza?"
"Took a plasma round on the head box. Suit damage, no communication. He'll live."
Yalson paused, sighed.
"Looks like we lost the mind, though. It disappeared."
Avager waited another few moments before saying, his voice shaking,
"Well, a fine little mess. Easy in, easy out. Another triumph. Our change of friend taking over where Creaklin left off."
His voice finished on a high pitch of anger. He switched his transceiver off. Yalson looked at Horza, shook her head and said,
"Old asshole."
Wubslin still knelt over Dorolo's body. They heard him sob a couple of times before he too cut out of the open channel. Nysin's slowing breath spluttered through a mask of blood and flesh. Yalson made the circle of flame sign over the red haze masking Dorolo's face, then covered the body with a sheet from the pallet. Horza's ears stopped ringing, the grogginess cleared. Balveda, freed from the restrainer harness, watched the changer tend to Nysin. Avager stood nearby with Wubslin, whose arm wound had already been treated.
"I heard the noise," Balveda explained. "It has a distinctive noise."
Wubslin had asked why Nysin's gun had exploded and how Balveda had known it was going to happen.
"I'd have recognized it too if I hadn't been smacked on the head," Horza said.
He was teasing fragments of visor out of the unconscious man's face, spraying skin gel onto the places where blood oozed. Nysin was in shock, probably dying, but they couldn't even take him out of his suit. Too much blood had clotted between the man's body and the materials of the device he wore. It would plug the many small punctures effectively enough until the suit was removed, but then Nysin would start to bleed in too many places for them to cope with. So they had to leave him in the thing, as though in that mutual wreckage, the human and machine had become one fragile organism.
"But what happened?"
Wubslin said.
"His gun barrel crashed," Horza said.
"The projectiles must have been set to explode on too soft an impact, so the shells started to detonate when they hit the blast wave from the bullets in front, not the target. He didn't stop firing, so the blast front retarded right back into the muzzle of the gun."
"The guns have sensors to stop it happening," Balveda added, wincing with vicarious pain as Horza drew a long sliver of visor from an eye socket. "I guess his wasn't working."
"Told him that gun was too damn cheap when he bought it," Yalson said, coming over to stand by Horza.
"Poor little bugger," Wubslin said.
"Two more dead," Avager announced. "I hope you're happy, Mr. Horza. I hope you're so pleased about what your allies have..."
"Avager," Yalson said calmly,
"shut up."
The old man glared at her for a second, then stamped off. He stood looking down at Dorolo. Unaha Klosp floated down from the rear access ramp.
"That Adirin up there," it said, its voice pitched to betray mild surprise. "He's alive. Couple of tons of junk on top of him, but he's still breathing."
"What about the other one?" Horza said,
No idea. I didn't like to go too close. It's terribly messy up there.